While the city of Houston gained national attention for the very first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, residents not far from the city were focused on yet another national victim of police brutality, violence, and murder. Two Fort Bend County Sheriff's deputies stand accused of terrorizing, torturing, and finally murdering schizophrenic patient 26-year-old Michael Blair. Michael Blair's family was hesitant about calling 911 to get assistance for the young man. A family member who was suspicious and conscious of police violence against citizens set up a hidden camera to record the deputies as they responded to the call for help. Michael, who was having a mental health care crisis, had locked himself in the bathroom with a kitchen knife, threatening to hurt himself. When deputies arrived, they seemed more than happy to assist the young man in hurting himself by doing it for him. The officers can be seen and heard on the video yelling, tasering, and finally shooting Michael Blair to death, reportedly up to 11 times, including a headshot. "We want him to live a long life," said Michael's mother, speaking about the deputy who stands accused of murdering her son. "So he will always remember my son and how he murdered him in that bathroom that day. My son did not deserve 11 shots to his head, and we have to find out from the media how many times he was shot in that bathroom. Even though we heard the shots ring out, we didn't know. All that we're asking is that someone recognizes what we recognize. That was brutality at its finest in that bathroom that day," said Michael's mother, Kimberly Blair. Michael was murdered back in November of 2013, but the family recently released a video recording of the event to the public. 911 is no longer a joke to black people. 911 is a killer.